I am the alderman of Tent Town, and I'm here speaking to a resident of Tent Town, Sean Roney. Mr. Roney, will you describe your experiences living in Tent Town and what can be done to improve Tent Town?
Well, I was born and raised here in Tent Town, and I've been living here my whole life.
I guess I'm concerned, what are your thoughts about these new people moving in, this sort of tent gentrification, tentrification, if you will?
Well, you know, folks like yourself, you know, you city elites coming into Tent Town and trying to figure us out, you know. We know what we need. I seen your tent, and it's much nicer than my tent, and I was just very curious where you got that tent from.
I'm not going to apologize for my success. Mitt Romney.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim Dwight Creed, call Andy and Kelly. For your business paper needs, or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office by fans of The Office. I'm your host and mayor or something, Sean Roney.
And I'm Edwin Janes, salesman.
And with us as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
Insert drop here. Michael Scott.
Every week, we get together and talk about our favorite show, NBC's The Office. This week, coming to you live from, where are we? Lake Billy Chinook, Oregon.
Yeah. We're out from the idyllic shores of Lake Billy Chinook, Cove Palisades State Park. We have reserved a large campsite, and we are broadcasting live, recording live, from our campground.
I mean, we're broadcasting to the people in the campground, but
we're podcasting for all of you.
We're sitting at a picnic table.
Yeah, right, so it's, you know, the summer. We all got plans. We're on the road. I am going to be out of town next week. Edwin the week after, and we figured, well, let's just get something out and let's get something out this
week. Get real weird with it.
Yeah,
this and, week we're discussing the possibility of a Office reboot or reunion.
Reboot or reunion?
Yeah.
So part of the reason we're talking about this is a little bit, I guess, a couple weeks ago, Angela Kinsey was quoted as saying she would love to do a reunion special, but it would be difficult to reboot the show. And this is a topic that comes up every few months. You know, one of the cast members is, you know, doing press for some other thing that they've created, and they're inevitably asked about The Office, and yeah, they usually say the same thing.
I wonder if they get annoyed by that question now. They all, sure. I mean, they play it off as like, oh, that would be so much fun, but, you know.
I mean, I'm sure the one person who probably gets it the most and maybe would be the most annoyed is Steve Carell, because he's, like, so mindfully put that behind him to some extent. Like, he'd become a very serious actor.
And he didn't even finish the show.
Yeah. He was, like, he was out when he was out. And so, like, I think he's the one who's expressed, I think, the least interest out of everyone, you know?
Right.
But some of the other characters definitely have expressed interest in doing a reunion.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about is, like, a reunion versus a reboot. What would you want to see in different things? We'll talk a little bit about the BBC Office and their Christmas special and how that could, like, inform what happens with the U.S. version of The Office.
And then, like, if we ourselves would want that to happen, other shows that maybe have done it. Well, let's start there, actually. Like, what are other shows that come to mind that you think have done a reunion and actually it's been successful?
Well, or, I think you got to classify between a reunion and a reboot, yeah, right? So a reunion would just be like another episode, another thing that puts everything together and puts a bow on the show
one
a little bit.
One special episode.
One special episode that kind of wraps everything up. Mm. I mean, the one that comes to mind the most immediately is the BBC Office, which was two seasons and then the Christmas special. Mm. And we did see a lot of character resolution there. This might be a good place to start, but like, sure, basically, you know, we saw kind of one last view of the British Office, and basically we saw Tim and Don, the BBC equivalents of Jim and Pam, kind of get together in the very end, right?
Right at the end. Last scene type stuff.
It kind of seemed inevitable that they were, or it seemed destined for them to not be together, mm-hmm, despite their chemistry and their clear connection, you know. And you know, Tim gives Don this art set kind of at this moment where she's feeling very low and wants to give up on her dream. and she comes back to the office and you know, kisses Tim, and that's kind of the end. So it adds a little bit of light into what was a pretty bleak show, you know. Mm-hmm. You'd really love it.
The BBC office is your world, man, if you want bleak.
Come friendly bombs and drop on Slough. It isn't fit for humans now.
So that, the BBC one, the first time I saw the Christmas special, that was like a really, really cathartic TV moment for me.
Yeah.
Because of, they didn't give you what you wanted at the end of the second season, even. Mm-hmm. Like, Tim and Don weren't together. Even David Brent was just sort of, had been fired and faded into obscurity.
Right, right.
And so nothing ended well for any character in that. And the Christmas special, it was like, it was only so good because they only gave you two seasons of characters not getting what they wanted. And at the very end, they just leave a little bit of hope.
Well, see, then that could be an issue with comparing the BBC version to the NBC version, because NBC version ended with everyone getting all kinds of closure. Erin's parents, she finds her parents. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Jim and Pam work their stuff out, and Dwight and Angela get married and stuff. You know, what would there be to even talk about in an NBC reunion?
I mean, I think in general, this probably speaks more to the difference between the U.S. and the BBC office, and I'm sure we'll do an episode like that. We're kind of overdue for an episode like that.
Probably.
But it's U.S. TV versus British TV.
Mm-hmm.
British TV begins, middles, and like beginning, middle, end. There's always like a hard end point, right? U.S. TV will typically go on as long as it's successful, as long as it's profitable,
mm-hmm.
you know. But to your point, it's like, what, you know, if the office were to do a reunion, like, what would we want to see from it?
I mean, I think, let's see. Dwight would still be manager of the Scranton branch.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if there was going to be a reunion, I'd want Michael Scott to be in it.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing.
He's a weight-bearing. So, yeah. He's like, you have to have him in that.
So let's say he's in it.
I would love to just see a special that's all about Michael and Holly's life in Colorado.
That would be
And, like,
amazing.
Tour their house and meet their kids and see how weird they all are because their parents are Michael and Holly. And can you imagine Michael, like there'd be a scene of Michael at, like, a Little League game or, like, soccer game, like, on the sides. Like, or maybe he's trying to coach, right? Maybe he tries to coach their basketball team. Can you imagine him running a practice? Like, you know, just any sort of thing like that. He had to restart his improv at level one. Remember that?
Yeah.
He didn't know which channels were going to be what. So there are all these things. Like, that's who you want to see. It's like the idea that, like, Michael comes back for a brief glimpse as Bestest Mensch in Dwight's wedding. But I think that's the key, like, the cornerstone of what a potential reunion could be.
What year was the last season of The Office?
The last season of The Office, I believe, was 2013.
2013. Okay, so let's say if it was 10 years later, maybe. Like, I'm trying to think of a reason. Like, I think that you're right. The reason is Michael would invite everyone to Colorado for some event in his life. Mm-hmm. Maybe his kid's 10th birthday. Mm-hmm. Something like that, where you'd have... Because, like, I think to shoot it, like, it'd be hard to do it in the office with everyone has the same job. Yeah, but if you got all those characters already in a different place like Colorado, it might work.
The episode would start with, like, you know, it's like in on Michael Scott, and Michael's driving his car and he's explaining something, right? And then
he hits Holly.
Yeah, right now. So he's describing this event that everyone's coming from, and he finally, like, arrives, right? And then it cuts to, similar to the finale, I guess, it cuts to everybody, like, arriving at the airport, saying hello, taking cars and things like that. And then it cuts to Toby, like, alone in his home, being like, what? What are they doing? Maybe receiving some kind of a joke invitation.
Yeah.
Like,
well, no. What he would find out that he wasn't invited, but then he'd go stay with his brother Rory.
Oh, there you
And
go.
He would just show up,
yeah,
and Michael would be like,
at the airport.
I moved across the country to get away from you, and here you are. You took your time, you evil snail.
That's right. But that would be like a funny twist, is like, what is Toby's involvement with Michael, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what happened to Gabe. I don't know if we get.
Oh yeah,
we find out what happened to Gabe. I also
Would they embrace the Toby of Scranton Strangler? Like, would that? I wonder if that would be a thing.
I don't know.
Could come up in a reunion.
Mm-hmm. What if Toby's like a successful published author? Nah, that wouldn't happen.
Well, he like writes a series about his experience, and then it becomes a huge deal, and then he's actually
Scranton Strangler.
I moved to New York to write the Great American Novel. I have 6 roommates, which are better than friends because they have to give you months' notice before they leave.
He could become the Butcher of Boulder.
Yeah. Oh my
Boom.
God.
I don't know. It's, I think you would have to kind of get it out of the office. It'd be hard to recreate the same feeling in the office with the same characters and the same jobs, especially if it's 10 years later, unless you'd have some shots of them in the office and then they're, like you said, going to some event Michael Scott's throwing, a 10th anniversary with Holly, something like that.
Yeah. So let's frame it that way. All right. So in our hypothetical reunion special, it takes place in Boulder with Michael staging this big event. Toby evil snails his way in, you know, and we're all there. So, like, what else would you want to see? Gabe is there, right?
We Jim see and Pam's kids about. Are a little
I was
going
to say, it's Jim and Pam's kids, Cece, PP.
Do Dwight and Angela have a child?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How many?
Yeah, they should have had one every year by now.
I want a big family. I can see liking that. No, big, like a physically a big family.
Tall.
a whole basketball team. Mm-hmm. Right. I think, I mean, that could be the other thing was to do it at Shroot Farms, you know.
Well, the dream would be Michael Scott is the star of the reunion, and the episode is about his new life in Boulder. But, of course, the main thing maybe keeping them from ever doing this reunion special is that Michael Scott,
Steve Carell
doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So, do you think that they could have a reunion special without him?
I mean, honestly, that's probably what'll happen at some point.
I bet it will, too.
But that's not what I want.
No one wants that.
No one wants that, yeah.
No one wants to see the
seasons 8 and 9 are already, like, a meme of, like, you know, seasons 8 and 9, like, you know, Drake looking away. You know, it's like, we don't like that because Michael Scott's not here. So if you did a reunion without him, people would just come down on it.
No. Yeah, but, like, I would watch it.
Well, yeah, what about, you know...
But, like, I would watch it. I'd pay to see it in the movie theater.
If Robert California was going to make an appearance.
I think...
Gabe, Aaron...
Robert Zemeckis. No, not Robert Zemeckis. What's his name?
Robert Zemeckis.
What's his real name? Robert
Zemeckis. Oh, it's like Bob Kazemeckis or something like that.
Yeah.
Robert Zemeckis. Right. That's Robert California.
Yeah, I mean, you get the feeling eventually there'll be enough momentum that they'll do something with it, right? I mean, it's so popular. And, like no matter what critique I would level at it, like, I love all of the show, and I'd be super excited that there are more on the way. But to your point, I think, you know, is there anything else you want to see? Any loose ends, like any sort of, like, Jim and Pam's kids, Dwight and Angela's kids? What if they, like, play on this? What if they go to the same school or something like that? And, like, one of them is really smart.
What would the tension? What would the tension in the reunion be?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Who knows? I think Dwight and Angela's family would be a big deal. Like, I don't know how many issues they're having. Are Jim and Pam, like, maybe something happens with Athlete and it, like, goes belly up.
Right.
And they're kind of struggling and they're the ones that need help from Dwight and Angela.
That'd be great. The finale was such a, like... hopeful, perfect closure. Yeah.
So neat.
Just a nice, like, they ribbon.
Put a bow on everything.
Yeah.
That was clearly the intention, was, like, to wrap up everything.
That would be pretty awesome if the reunion had, like, everything just, like, went badly for everyone. And now they're all back at Scranton.
They all have Dwight's
manager. Things Michael didn't work out with Michael and Holly. So now now he's back as a salesman.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I would love it.
Back in the bullpen.
That's kind of what happens in the BBC version, where Gareth is made manager and Tim is still a salesman, you know?
Mm.
Like, yeah.
And David's a traveling salesman.
This is what you would want to see?
I think that would be ripe for comedy.
It'd be ballsy.
Right?
It'd be
funny. Seeing everyone come back and just being like, oh, hey. Mm-hmm. That's a little boring.
I mean, that's the premise of the reunion anyway, so.
Right. Well.
I would like to know what happens with Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron is such a weird, interesting character.
Joan Cusack is her mom now.
Ed Begley Jr. is her dad.
You know who we haven't brought up yet is I think Andy could do a lot of heavy lifting in terms of the tension in the story. Like, he's the one maybe trying to get everyone together for some reason.
That's what happens in the finale. He's a huge part of the finale for that very same reason.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, Andy was pursuing fame of any kind, so who knows what could have happened to him at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, or he signs some deal without everyone's knowledge and, like, I don't know, forges everyone's signature. To have them all do
guys,
this.
Guys, yeah. I brought the show back. I brought the documentary back.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Andy, yeah.
It's called an American workplace. We don't work there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like, okay, people are living all over the country at the end, or at least, you know, Jim and Pam are gone, Michael and Holly are gone. So
it would be like in the Threat Level Midnight episode when they get responses from Jan and from Karen, mm-hmm. where they're like they're at the grocery store and Karen's like, I did this years ago. Why are you singling me out?
Yeah.
Right. And Jan's like, oh, you finished that movie, huh? Like, it would be, you would need like moments like this, oh, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Like, that's what you get from Stanley. Like you'd find, like, they would have to chase Stanley out of his decommissioned lifehouse, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, they would have to, like, you know, finally he'll be like, no comment, you know?
Right. Yeah. They'll interview David Wallace at his corporate office for Suck It.
Suck It.
Yeah.
It'd be really funny if, like, Stanley didn't sign anything, but he's there, but his face is blurred the whole time.
He wouldn't sign the waiver.
It's like, we know it's Stanley.
But they're still talking heads, and it's so hilarious. Clear who it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, on a really base level, mm-hmm. Would you even want this to happen?
No. I don't think it needs to happen. Not if Steve Carell's not involved, and not if it's, like...
Let's say he is.
If Steve Carell is involved and the premise is interesting, for sure. If they make it, I'll watch it. But, like, I don't think... Like, I'm not dying for it because it's not going to be... It will be almost impossible for it to come back correct.
Yeah.
You know?
You know
if
what?
If you're going to come back the right way. Remember that?
Yeah. You know what, actually, I just realized I would really love to see is Steve Carell in the reunion, of course. But alternate ending, essentially, where he never left. He never, like, maybe he never even met Holly. Maybe it's, like, you only pick up... Like, after season 4, and they've all just kind of been there ever since.
Oh, whoa.
You want to give the show an unhappy ending.
I just wanted to go back to, like, you know, like, all these things that, like, oh, well, it would be difficult now because they all wound up all over the country, and they're all doing different things now, and they don't work in the office anymore. Well, what if everyone had just stayed in the office, and we could just go back to the good old days where they're worried about downsizing? Like, it just have it be, like... An episode almost like Stuck in Time.
Mm-hmm. I wonder.
Lost episode.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. Like, if it was, instead of a reunion special, it's like a Lost episode. Right. From like season, I don't know, 5.
Yeah.
And like where a lot of the characters are there.
Yeah.
And you have like an episode where they talk about that. Could be cool. I would appreciate that. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the problem of like, you know, we saw this with Arrested Development. Like, everyone's just looks older and just different in a way that's just kind of, it never is going to ever feel the same.
Right.
So it's like, how do you run towards that? I'm wondering, like, I think my pitch for it would be Michael and Holly's 10th wedding anniversary, or 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Michael invites everyone.
Yeah, because
they didn't
go to
the
wedding.
And he wants to make a massive event, and he needs everyone to help plan it, and he sets up a workspace where everyone can get together
to
help
plan it. That's great. So he's kind of in charge still.
And he has a moment where he's reassembled the whole team.
Yeah.
And he's got everyone, and everyone's, like, at a desk working.
Angela's the party planner.
Yes.
He would have to be like, he tricks everyone to come in to help him.
I need my old team back. And then everyone realizes what's going on. And it's a shot of, and then pan out, Michael smiling, looking at everyone. Yeah. You know, it's like first ad break.
The reason I got out of the game is to get reluctantly pulled back in.
Yeah. And so
that would be great.
That would let you at least embrace the fact that everyone's older and different, but you're in the same sort of dynamic.
He didn't tell anyone that he needs their help to plan it. The event is tomorrow.
He's booked all the stuff, but like it's just way over the top.
He has at least one tantrum.
Yeah.
Maybe
several.
A couple.
And let's say he has like a 10-year-old kid.
Right.
Who is a little Michael Scott, who's extremely annoying, like a very difficult child.
Yeah.
Who's just causing chaos. Like,
yeah.
That could be some of the tension in there, too, is, like, no one likes Michael's kids, and he's freaking out about it.
Right, right.
And he, like, won't punish them?
Yeah, exactly.
My little angels.
Yeah. Daddy's here for you. I think it'd be a high-wire act. Like, it'd be really hard to do well. If it was, I would like it. If it's not, if no Steve Carell, absolutely, I don't even want it to happen. Don't want to see it.
Get out of here.
I don't know if it would ruin The Office for me, but like you've made this point before, Edwin, that I thought was really good about Arrested Development, which is as soon as the new season started coming out, we all stopped quoting Arrested Development.
Yeah, like rewatching and quoting and like the love for Arrested Development dimmed a little bit. Like, I mean, the three of us and a lot of our, you know, friends and stuff, like, all love Arrested Development, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, we loved it when it was on TV. But, you know, we've been joking about it, quoting it, referencing it for years. But, like, when that new stuff started coming out, like, it just happened naturally. Like, we just stopped doing it. Like, and, like, I haven't seen all the rest of the Arrested Development,
no,
you know?
I haven't either.
Yeah.
And, like,
my watching has had Arrested Development.
Even, or something like Trailer Park Boys, some of the, like, now that they have all this money and they're doing, like, bigger stunts and bigger stuff in the show, it's, like, it's cool, but it's missing that super low-budget charm that made it such a success. Yeah. And so it's just, it's different. It's still there, but it's not what I want.
No.
So I think The Office is enough, has enough of a identity that it could probably get around that. But, like, who would do this? Netflix? NBC? I mean, it has to be NBC. They have all the IP for it, right? Are those characters copyrighted?
I'm sure it's all IP.
Yeah.
NBC. Let me ask you this. So we've kind of talked about a reunion question, a reunion, right? And I think we would agree that a reboot would be even harder, or like, or to continue to continue with the same cast and try to do, you know, because so some examples we looked at, thinking about this, Battlestar Galactica, comma, Queer Eye.
See our cold open in the last episode?
That's exactly.
I meant to edit that out a little further. It went pretty long, but it was. I thought it was worth it.
Arrested Development, Fuller House, Roseanne. These are examples of shows that have kind of come back in recent years in one form or another. Battlestar Galactica, of course, was going on while The Office was airing. It was one of Dwight's favorites. So I guess my question for you is this. What if they did a reboot of The Office that didn't involve any of the original cast? Like, it was about, it was basically like an extension of The Office. It was like a different group of people, maybe in a different branch of Dunder Mifflin. Same sensibility.
Clark and Plop there, maybe? Just to give a little continuity?
Maybe you get a little, like, maybe, but like, I don't even know if you need it. You almost start fresh, right? Yeah. You have a different, you have different dynamics and stuff.
The only crossover character is Madge. She's just in the warehouse.
Or Toby.
I thought her name was Pudge. No,
Hatch.
It's always been Madge. Yeah, but yeah, like let's say they go to Yonkers or whatever, or Utica or Syracuse,
or
Buffalo, a different branch.
I'm totally on board because what it is it's like you, just like you know we were talking about how it's like other people read for the role of Michael Scott. You know, Bob Odenkirk.
Alan
Stephen Colbert. Wait, did he? No, is that right? No. But anyways, you can just use the same sort of formula and make a whole new show. Mm-hmm. Call it The Office. It's actually about, you know, people working in an office again and not about these characters.
But you're right. It could be in the universe at a different branch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that would work out really well. That works pretty naturally.
Cinematic universe?
Have you ever watched...
We have to collect all of the printers. Yeah.
But yet, would it still be a paper company? Is that even realistic still?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Like,
have you ever watched the TV show Fargo?
Yes.
It's my favorite.
So, how the movie... Like, it just kind of built a formula off of the movie, right? Mm-hmm. And then you kind of meet... I know it's all sort of
it's
in the
tonal.
Same... It's in the same universe, but, like, there's really a different story every season and different characters.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff
jump
like
around
that.
In time.
Right, right. And there's always someone who's kind of lying, like, you know, really polite, but is actually a terrible person underneath, or, like, you know...
It's taking
some sort of
quote-unquote
scary...
normal people
right.
and then... just crashing them into complete evil and seeing what happens.
I think it'd be really fun to take the formula of the NBC's Office and then play with it, you know, kind of change certain characters and, you know, tweak it in different ways and make a new show. That would be awesome.
There is an amazing deleted scene in the Branch War, Turf War episode in season 8. So Harry Janarone from Dunder Mifflin Syracuse comes in, stay out of New York, Lloyd, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a deleted scene where, like, they go to his branch, and he's like, yeah, we have all sorts... He's like, we have this manager. Oh, we can't stand them. And then we have these two people that, like, keep, like, will, they won't. They, oh, my God, just get a room already. Like, he goes through the whole office, and everyone has analogs to the Scranton branch.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it could be really good if they did it right. You know what I mean? I would watch it.
I mean,
you know,
look, they already did it. They did it with the, you know, there's the BBC version and the...
That's true. We could
keep going, you know?
This kind of goes back to Fargo, though. Like, the key is, like the Fargo series had the Coen brothers' blessing, and they weren't necessarily, like, getting their hands in it, but they were still, they were like, yes, do this, but make sure it's done in this way.
Right.
So you would need that with The Office. You need some writing or showrunner who could
Greg
still
Daniels.
Oversee it. Just, again, you need that back end has to be solid for it to work.
If you could get Ricky Gervais and Greg Daniels and Stephen Merchant together...
I think the person that I'd want to do it is Mike Schur. That's the person I'd want to do it.
Oh, nice.
So Michael Schur was showrunner, I think, in season 2 or 3, and he was a writer. He plays Cousin Moe's on the show. But the shows that he's gone on to at least help create that are kind of in his wheelhouse is he made Parks and Recreation. I think he had a hand in creating Brooklyn Nine-Nine. although Dan Gore, like, that's his project. And then I think Mike Schert, The Good Place, most recently.
So good.
So, and you can see the thread between those shows. Like, they have kind of his influence and his touch on them. But, like, I think, like, if any of those guys could get together and, like, come up. I mean, if this is, of course, assumes they would want to jump back into The Office. But it could be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that now that we're talking about it, I'm getting more talked into the idea of that kind of reboot. That's kind of that's interesting.
Maybe we do another episode where we recast our fictional office.
Man. Cast our reboot. It's totally different.
Man, the auditions for the reboot of The Office would be intense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, again, it's like all about the boss.
It's like somebody beats out Rainn Wilson for Dwight. No.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well,
I think that wraps it up. I mean, unless you guys
are I feel good. That's just a fun discussion.
And part of the reason we wanted to talk about it is because we are camping with like a large number of our friends. We're in this big group campsite with a lot of tents.
A reunion of sorts.
A reunion of sorts. Which kind of made us think about that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and so obviously no drops, no editing, not much editing for this. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to at least give you something for this week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just an episode from the road.
You know what? You should go camping or go somewhere and listen to this episode.
Yeah.
You know, not just at home. Go do something fun for the summer and we'll see you there. But we're going to be back next week. Oh, what's this? We were just handed a note. Hey, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Hi,
Joe,
buddy.
You got any questions for us? Okay.
All right. So he drew a note with a little hot dog saying, "Hi, buddy."
Love it.
Just like the one Pam gives to Michael.
Perfect. Perfect. Good and prank.
So I think, next week we're going to be talking Booze Cruise, and the week after that we're going to be doing some other fun stuff for the summer as our lives go their separate ways. But then we'll be back in a few weeks together again. But we're going to keep stuff coming at you. Mm-hmm. We don't have a conference room or...
We're going to talk about what roles different characters would play on a camping trip.
Oh, yeah.
Let's knock through that real quick.
Let's say the whole cast goes camping.
I think we know how Michael would be. Mm-hmm. Center of attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Set up a fire.
He'd eat way too many s'mores.
Hot dog eating contest.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, Toby would eat too many s'mores, and then he'd have to say, "No more s'mores. No more s'mores." Yeah.
Jim would be coming up with actually fun games for everyone to play.
No, Jim wouldn't want to play anything. Jim would want to sit on the side.
What about the fire?
Ryan.
Oh, that's what? That's true. Jim would help pass the time with some fun games like that. Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Ryan would start the fire.
Mm-hmm. Kelly would have a really hard time camping.
Uh-huh. Kevin would make his chili.
I think Kevin would start some songs.
Mm-hmm. Make some cocktails.
Yeah.
Well, Andy's leading campfire.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a little campfire sing-along going to happen.
I think Andy would be the MVP of the trip. He's got the camp skills in
real
terms of
song and dance.
Daryl, though, is maybe better than that.
Yeah,
you know, Daryl likes to, he's fine with just being the support, too.
Meredith might fall into the fire or come close.
Oh, yeah, Meredith's going to.
Meredith is the one who could end the trip. Like, we need to take her to the hospital.
Stanley would sit himself down by the river and just do crossword puzzles all day.
Yeah, same. I mean, we sort of see this in Beach Games, but
Pam
would be like, she'd be like keeping camp going, like getting things set up. Cleaning she wouldn't up. Want to do it, but she would do it because no one else is doing it.
Kelly and Ryan would be on their phones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like clamping, kind of like we see Tom Haverford in Parks and Rec when they go camping.
Exactly.
He brings like
full flat screen TV.
Yeah, that would be Ryan and Kelly for sure.
Watching Top Chef.
Creed might not know what was happening, but he might come out of the woods and be like, "Hey, guys."
I just picture him coming out of the woods with that fish skeleton.
Right. Yeah, Creed would be right at home. Mm-hmm. No different. He might already live out there.
Dwight would be setting traps for animals and intruders.
Oh, yeah. Dwight would
have way too much. He'd be wearing tactical gear the whole time.
He'd have a canvas tent.
Boot knife.
Mm-hmm.
Like way too much gear. Yeah. He'd want to go hunting. I don't know. I don't think I'd want to go camping with almost anyone from the office.
No.
I can't see it. Maybe Toby. I'd go camping
Daryl
with Toby.
Be fun.
I'd go with Daryl and Toby.
Yeah. Together.
Daryl, you know, we'd grill something good. Mm-hmm. We'd sing some songs.
Yeah.
Drink a little too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aaron would be fun. I'd throw Aaron in there. She would come along.
Aaron would go along with whatever you wanted to do.
She'd just have, she would love s'mores as well.
Gabe would make pizzas.
I find it's over there you have your meats, your cheeses.
Yeah.
I like to think of a part of the world and try to make a pizza that resembles that.
Well, yeah, that could be a reunion special. They just
That's
go camp.
That's fun. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Little Man vs. Wild with the Office
fun
cast.
Fun one, season four.
There you go. One.
Nice.
thank you guys so much for listening. You know that you can check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that reminds me, by the way. Obviously, we don't have the... I can't play it in this show and talk about it, but once we're all back... together and recording, we did get a voicemail agreeing with you on Pam's speech.
Oh boy!
So there's people on your side, and they're coming out of the woodwork.
Here we go.
So let's shout out to the person who left that. We are going to talk about that. We'll play that.
So
but
excited
that's
to
coming
that
later. But anyway, you can leave a voicemail. Is my point.
Yes, that's right. You can leave a voicemail. You can call our phone number 503.
We don't have the number here.
6 9839613? No, no. 6949314.
You know what? Go to our website because we don't know it off the top of our heads. Or send us an email, mspodcastcompany@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Fbook.
And join us next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
Bippity-boppity, give me the zoppity.
Yes, sir.
Threat level who? Michael's gone. Threat level why? Apartheid. Gotta fight it. Free Mandela. Peace, I'm out.
Wait. Don't skip ahead just yet. I know you were about to. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, then you'll love mine too. If you like podcasts that break down all of your favorite water cooler reality TV shows like The Real Housewives or big budget movies like Wakanda Forever, then this is the podcast for you. Subscribe to my podcast, Reality and Comics 2, and listen to episodes like my interview with Robin Dixon of The Real Housewives of Potomac or my interviews with your favorite bombshells from Love Island USA. That's Reality and Comics 2. And I'm Kendrick. See you there.